שלום דודה יהודית.
שלום, שלום, מה שלומך?
ברוך השם.
הכל בסדר?
כן, יחסית, כן, כמו.
כמו כולם, אתה מקווה.
כן. מה העניינים? איך אתם? תקועים בבית?
כן?
או כולם?
אנחנו בבית, מה עושים? בבית.
כן.
כמו כל עם ישראל, כמעט.
טוב, רק התקשרתי לשאול בשלומכם, כי פתאום נזכרתי
מאוד
מתקופות אחרות שבהן, את יודעת,
מאוד
אנשים היו
מאוד
מדברים בטלפון ולא בזום, ואשכרה שומעים אחד את השני.
נכון.
מה?
כן. אבל
איך?
ככה זה.
איך דוד שלי, אלן?
פה החוצה, הנה הוא, אני אתן לך את זה. אנחנו, מסתכלת פה החוצה, יש מלא מכוניות שנוסעים בין עירוני. אנחנו רואים פה את...
מה זאת אומרת? לאן הם נוסעים?
לא יודעת, אבל מלא. אבל האמת היא שהשבת לא, ממש היה ריק. אבל עכשיו מלא מלא מכוניות. ראית, אתמול היה פקק של 3 שעות בנסיעה לירושלים. שמעת על זה?
לא שמעתי כלום על זה.
היה 3 שעות.
אבל מי נוסע מאיפה לאיפה? אני לא מבין את זה, באמת אני לא מבין.
נוסעים לירושלים.
מה יש בירושלים?
כן, לא, יש להם, לא רק לירושלים, באים לירושלים, באים למכירים, לזה, כדי להיות ב... בליל הסדר, הם יודעים שיום רביעי
אבל
סוגרים
אסור.
מה?
אבל לא אסור, אני לא מבין את זה. גם לא מסוכן.
לא, זה מה שעושים. אז מה שקרה אתמול, תראה כמה מהר אנחנו הורצים דין. אתמול הראו שעצרו באוטובוס, שמעת את זה? היה אוטובוס.
כן, והיה 34 אנשים, שמעתי, נו.
לא, אבל מה, הורידו אחד, עלו לשם, איך הם ידעו?
נו, מהטלפון.
קיבלו טיפ וזה וזה וזה, והיה חרדי שנסע, והם ראית מה עשה וזה, ועצור, והיה 3 שעות פקקים. אז מה היום אני שומעת?
נו.
שהוא היה בבידוד 14 יום, והיה אתמול, היום ה-14, והוא יצא, וכנראה עשה את הבדיקות וזה, משהו כזה, ואחרי שהוא יצא, אז ההורים שלו, לא בדיוק מי, קיבלו תשובה שיש לו, שמתו שיש לו קורונה. אז הם התקשרו למשטרה, או לא יודעת לאן, ואמרו, הוא נסע באוטובוס, תגידו לו כי הוא לא יודע, או כן יודע, לא יודע בדיוק מה.
מה את אומרת?
לא עשו את כל זה, אז הם עצרו את האוטובוס, אמרו שהוא צריך לתת, דרך אגב, היו 34 איש באוטובוס, דרך אגב, וזה, אבל היה, אבל כל היה, כל התקשורת, ראיתם, חרדי הזה, הוא זה, ידע שיש לו קורונה, ונסע באוטובוס.
זה לא יאמן, אני רוצה להגיד לך משהו, זה כל הזמן. זה לא המקרה הזה, כל הזמן, אומרים מה שבא, אומרים מה, סליחה, בטעות, לא קלטנו, אבל בינתיים עברו יומיים וכולם, זה, היה בחור שם בישיבה שם, אני לא יודע, באיזה ישיבה, בבני ברק, והוא היה בחדר.
כן.
הוא היה בבידוד לפני שבוע, מתי זה היה? 3-4 ימים. ומישהו עשה מניין במדרש, אבל לא קשור אליו.
כן.
והם באו המשטרה ופיזרו את המניין, ואז במשך כל היום, ואמרו שהוא היה שם במניין, למרות שהוא חולה, הוא בא למניין. לא היה ולא נברא. לא כמו בסיפור הזה שהמציאות הייתה. לא, הוא היה בבידוד, בגלל שהוא היה בבידוד, בגלל שהוא היה בחדר, אמרו לו שהוא בבידוד. אז שמו אותו בבידוד. ואלה אומרים מה שבא להם, ואחרי זה הם קודמים איזה טוויטר, התברר שזה לא בדיוק ככה, וזהו.
אבל לא כל אחד קורא את הטוויטר הזה.
בדיוק, אף אחד לא קורא את הטוויטר הזה, מי קורא?
אני היום במקרה שמעתי בגלי צהל, תראו כמה מהר הודיעו וסיפרו ואמרו וזה, ובסוף זה מה שקרה. אני אומרת לך, טוב, אנחנו צריכים להסתכל על הדברים הטובים שעושים.
טוב, בסדר. שמי נתעלת, אני אגיד גם לשלום.
יהיה לכם חג שמח.
גם לך, דודה יהודית.
כולם בבית אצלכם?
כולנו אצלנו בבית. אני אתמול תפסתי אומץ, והלכתי לקנות קצת משהו לאכול, כי לא היה לנו שום אוכל בבית. שני, זה מטורף.
לא אוכל, מה לעשות?
גם לא עושים משלוחים ולא כלום. אבל, מה?
כבר לא עושים? אז הלכת לקנות...
הם לא עושים, הם אומרים שיעשו ב-21 לאפריל. תודה רבה. יהיה לי אוכל לשבועות. אז אי אפשר, אז אני הלכתי וזה, מפחיד, לא כי זה מפחיד, אלא כי זה מפחיד, כי אתה, כל דבר שאתה עושה, זה אנשים אחרים יכולים להיפגע.
כן, טוב, כי אנחנו חושבים, דואגים, טוב, שיהיה רק בשורות טובות.
גם לכם,
להתראות. כל טוב, תודה רבה לך.
חג שמח.
Hey, Benji, what's happening out there?
Hi, Alan.
I'm all locked up.
How's life in the Kvutat Sikun?
Life goes on.
Alan, I envy you. I envy you.
You should.
You lived most of your life without corona.
Yes, I did. Well, actually, I'm hoping to go for another 70-odd years, so maybe it won't be most of my life.
Yeah, but those 70-odd years will be, you know, not so
very
great. They'll be corona, full of corona.
Full of corona. How's it going over there in Beit Shemesh? Are they locking you guys up also?
Yesterday I got brave, well, actually hungry, and I went to buy stuff because we're out of food.
Okay.
The supermarket said, yeah, we do Mishlochim. It will be ready on the 21st of April.
Okay.
I said, yeah, good. We'll have food for Shavuos.
Okay.
Mutzari Chalav.
Okay.
Those guys are racking it in, man.
Yeah, I know.
What?
What could you do? I don't think so. Because, we bought all of our Pesach stuff we have here in the house already.
Yeah.
And I noticed that I spent much less this year than I spent in most years.
Yeah, the truth is me too. Truth is me too. I didn't go. Yesterday we were literally out of food. Literally.
Okay.
So I had to go and get some food. So I went down to the center thing here.
Right.
And I didn't go into the supermarkets. I went to, you know, there was the Arkan guy. So yeah. I bought just whatever there was there. I didn't even look. I just threw everything into the bags, threw some money at him and ran away.
Did you put on gloves and masks?
What?
Did you put on gloves and masks?
Nah, I don't believe in that.
You don't go for that. Do not come to visit me.
Let me tell you this. Remember, were you here in Milchemet HaNefas?
I don't think so.
All right. In 90, were you here? 91.
No, we came back from America in 95, 96.
All right. In Milchemet HaNefas, I remember it like yesterday. We were really afraid of chemical weapons. It was a real thing. And,
okay.
All right, so I remember me and my dad standing in Mimi's house, and what everybody did, we put nylonine with
sellotape
on the windows against nerve gas, right? Now, looking back, that was so ridiculous.
Benji, not the same thing.
What?
It's not the same thing.
This is not going to do it. Look, if
I personally know people who have died.
What? Yeah, so what? So what? A stupid piece of paper on your mouth is not going to do anything. A stupid piece of paper on your mouth. No,
sure.
Oh, you didn't understand my point. My point is not that we were worried for no reason. That wasn't the point. The point is that ladbik nylon in sellotape on the window, and if someone would attack us with nerve gas, VX, whatever it's called, it wouldn't do anything for anybody.
Okay.
That's the point. That's the point. I'm saying that we will... What I'm saying is...
How about Baruch? What was his name? Baruch...
That guy who hoarded the stuff?
Yeah, who had a couple of 100,000 masks until the FBI caught him.
Yeah.
The whole world was crazy. You know who Tucker Carlson is?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he's a guy on Fox.
Yeah.
Commentator. I like him a lot.
I do, too.
One day last week he had a piece that, but I think was stupid. That was it. Yeah, nobody should put on masks except if you're in the hospital. He said, what do you mean? When you go through the hospital gate, it does work. Outside the hospital gate, it doesn't work?
No. Look, when you go to the supermarket, how does it help? Explain this to me. How does it help? You put on those blue gloves and you go down to the supermarket. What does it help? How is it helping?
Okay, the idea is that the way that most of the people pick up the virus is not by breathing it in. It's hand to mouth.
Good.
So you touch something where the virus, where somebody with virus touched it.
Yeah.
And then... if the virus is still alive,
it
gets on your hands, and then
right.
if you touch your face, it gets into your mouth.
And with gloves, you don't touch your face?
No, but the idea being that at the end, it doesn't really get on your hands. You strip off the glove. And
how is that different than washing your hands? How is that different than washing your hands when you came home?
only if you're so strong as not to touch anything, not to touch your mouth.
No. You should, again, there's two options. You leave your house, you put on those nylon gloves, you right. go to the store, you buy the stuff, you come home, you take off the glove, and that's it. Option number two, you leave.
I think I read an article somewhere that a person normally touches his mouth.
One minute. You're not hearing me. Option number two, you leave to the supermarket without gloves. You wash your hands before you leave. You go to the supermarket, you buy your stuff, you come home, and you wash your hands thoroughly again. How would these two options be affected differently by the coronavirus? Explain this to me. I'm asking for real.
If you're so careful as to not touch your face, you probably
It doesn't matter. If you're not careful, if you're not careful, again, say you're not careful. You're not careful enough, okay? What is the difference between touching, right, there's an apple there, right? Some guy touched it before, and there's coronavirus in it, right?
Right.
Now, let's take a guy who isn't careful enough not to touch his face, okay? He has gloves on, right?
Right.
He touches that apple. He touches that apple. Now, he's not careful, so he touches his face.
Benji.
Yeah.
You zip it up and let me say, I'll tell you what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because the mask essentially prevents you from...
Forget the mask, I'm talking about the gloves.
...from actually touching your mouth. And the gloves remind you that if I'm wearing the gloves, I'm much less prone to do it. It's something that constantly I feel in my hands. Mm-hmm. So constantly I'm reminded, be very careful.
All right, so it's just a reminder. It's nothing about...
If you're a rich guy and you hire somebody to walk behind you and say, remember Benji, maybe that's good enough.
I was literally saying, remember not to touch your face. Not that I believe that will do anything, because if someone touched the freaking apple and I brought it home with or without gloves, so someone is going to... Eventually I'm going to eat the apple, right?
Let me say two things about that.
What?
Let me say two things about that.
Yeah.
Firstly, the coronavirus doesn't have such a long life on outside of the human body. Make a long story short,
Jesse's
son had dry. He goes shopping. He goes to Yenot Bitanis for him. He makes sure that he's almost the first one into the door, so the place was closed since the night before, because it doesn't have a long life. In other words, when I brought home the stuff from Pesach, you know what I did with it?
You put it in a room.
I put it in a room, closed the door, didn't touch it again for a couple of days. And that way, if there was something there, it's dead. I don't care. That's the first thing.
Okay, here's what I think.
Secondly, you can eat as much coronavirus as you want. You won't get corona.
Yeah, I had some. It wasn't very good, though.
No, I'm saying, literally, you won't get corona from swallowing something with coronavirus.
Yeah, but if you're swallowing it, you'll breathe it in, too. You can't stop breathing.
The problem is only if you're breathing in. It gets into your lungs. If it doesn't get into your lungs, it just gets into your stomach, you're fine.
All right. Anyway, Alan, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying that I have no...
Don't argue with me. That's a very good idea. Do not argue with me.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying that I have no doubt that just that, like, today, I'm looking back at the measures we took against nerve gas, and I'm saying... What the hell are we thinking about? That's not going to stop any nerve gas.
Okay.
But I still did it back then. I still did it. We're just looking back and we're saying, come on, that's so ridiculous. The same thing, I think that in a year or two, we're going to be talking somewhere and, we were protecting ourselves.
How about social distancing? Are you good with that?
What? Oh, that I'm very good with. That I think we should keep.
How long ago? About an hour or two ago.
What?
About an hour or two ago.
Yeah.
Dodo heard that Dodo Ren may have coronavirus. Exactly. We're not sure. But she's not sure. But the point I'm trying to say is it's insidious. She can't even figure out how anybody even came into the house. You know, I'll tell you a little story about a conversation I had with Ariel. The beginning of social distancing,
Alan, explain Sweden to me, please. Explain Sweden.
Explain what?
Sweden, the country Sweden. Explain.
I know it's much from Sweden and I've never had. What's to explain about them? I don't know what you're referring to.
You're doing, like everybody else, refresh on the world meter's coronavirus, right?
I have no memory of anything singing about Sweden. Tell me about Sweden.
All right. Sweden is more or less, it's a country with the same amount of population as Israel, give or take.
So is New York City.
What? One minute. Now, Sweden is not practicing anything. Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
The schools are on. Everybody's going to work.
Okay.
Stop coughing. It's scary these days.
As far as I know, it doesn't go over in the wires. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's scary that you have it. When someone coughs today, it's
cough.
A scary thing.
Cough. I have
so do I. So do I. I have. Okay, it's not the point. They have the exact. They're not doing anything. The one thing they did, they said people in bars should not sit on the bar, but only on tables. Other than that, everything is working as usual.
Okay.
No different. And their numbers are more or less. I mean, let's not put the number of mudbakim, the number of sick people, the number of that, is more or less the same as here. Now, the same story with Holland. Although they're not as adishim as the Swedes.
I understood that Holland wasn't doing so good.
What?
I thought that Holland was not doing so good.
We're not doing so good. No one is doing so good. But
no,
Sweden,
we're doing pretty good, actually.
They're not so doing so good in the sense that they have a much higher death rate than us. But the reason both in Sweden and in Holland is that over the system there, Blikes of the Corona, says that old people, if they're sick, you know, just let them die. They're like, you know, Hamatat Chesed thing. You know, they're like, yeah.
Right.
When we get a 98-year-old lady.
I tell you that I personally do not approve.
With what?
Old people?
Yeah, but when we get a 98-year-old lady with corona in Israel, so they put her on a ventilator and they do everything they can and they try to save her.
Yeah, that is a question. They do the same thing in New York, yet the death rate in New York is at least, I don't know, I'm going to go with 6 times higher than here. A city of roughly the same size.
The point, you see, it has to go the other way around, Alan. If there is one exception, so that throws away the whole thing. If Sweden is not all sick and dying.
Is it possible that, for example, I'm going to say something that you might think is silly, but I don't really think it's silly.
You think that white guys don't get it?
Not white guys, but it could
Nords.
Be Scandinavian Nords, yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
well.
Have natural immunity.
Well,
the rest of the population doesn't.
That is possible. But if that would be the case, we would get basically no one getting it. We wouldn't have a similar.
No.
We wouldn't have immunity.
I don't mean immunity. I mean they have a
less of a
chance of developing it into something serious.
But no. If you're saying they can't get it, you're saying they can't get it or you get it less, then the Biklal, not. Complications, then their graphs of infection would be flat. They wouldn't be more or less like us. If you're saying they don't die of it, well, that's or they
what
die.
What is the graph? You know, you're talking about. I don't know what it is. Tell me.
What?
What is the situation in Sweden? Are they getting it?
It's exactly like us. It's exactly like us. They also have like 6,000 or 7,000cases. More or less like us, and with the same graph, shipua, and limits and everything, and they have a much higher death rate. Like,
can I ask a question? What's the population density of Sweden?
It's like 10 million. It's like us.
No, I didn't say the population. I said the population density. Population per square kilometer.
In freaking Stockholm, it's like Jerusalem.
Firstly, is that really so? For example, Haifa is not like Jerusalem. The amount of infection in Haifa and the amount of infection in Beersheba, other than that nursing home, is very, very low. And the reason is because the building density in both of those places.
Holland is give or take the same density as Israel.
I would doubt that very much. Okay, if you say
not the same, not the same, but similar. If you walk around,
it could very well be, Benny.
You've been to Amsterdam. You've been to Amsterdam. You've been to Amsterdam.
There's a reason. There's a reason for what's happening over there, different than what's happening over here. It could very well be, and it could be not due to the fact that they don't care about social distancing, not due to the fact, but rather some other reason. Let me ask you a question.
No, no, I'm not saying that it's due to that fact.
Let me ask you a question. I read the paper. I read the original study in France about the chloroquine. I read it. I read the paper. It's not the newspaper report. I found it on the internet. I downloaded it, and I read it. I'm a biostatistician. I could read that crap. You know what? If I would get sick, I would do anything I can to get my hands on it. But so I'm asking, why isn't the Misrad HaBriyot and why isn't the Misrad the FDA in America, why aren't they just embracing it and so they keep hesitating? Why?
Because they want to stick it to Trump.
And hey, they want to stick it to Bibi. Why else?
No.
Because since it was only done on a total of 36 patients, 20 we got the drug and 16 didn't. Because of that, it's a small study.
Yeah.
Because of that, what they're afraid of, and this is what you need the thousands of people for, what they're afraid of is there's some external factor. When you have thousands of people that you take randomly, what happens is that the external factors average out. But over here, they're afraid there's an external factor that they haven't put their hand on. they're actually afraid just to approve it. The study was statistically significant. I read it. I was so impressed with it, to tell you the truth, that I would take it in a nanosecond.
That what? I don't understand. What's the point?
The point that I'm trying to say is that in a population, you can't just look and see what happened. You have to try to understand why.
Okay.
There could be a million other reasons. It could be something genetic in Nords. It could be population density in the cities. It could be a million other things like that. I don't know what the population density is.
I agree. No one knows.
Well, I know everybody knows.
What I'm saying is the factors.
The internet to find out the population density in Sweden.
No, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. I meant.
I compared the population density in Bnei Brak.
No, what I meant is that no one knows all the factors, and it can't be known. There's always
take thousands, and that's the problem. When you take thousands, then the factors tend to average out, and they become insignificant. Then you can figure out what really went wrong, or what went right. But over here, they're afraid, and until they take thousands of people, then they're not going to approve it. Even though, like I said, I was so impressed with that study when I read it that it convinced me. And I used to make my living out of writing these stupid studies.
Well, Alan, I have no doubt in my mind. This is just the same way it appears. It's just going to go away.
Albert, 3 in the morning, his time.
Yeah.
Wrote me a letter.
Yeah.
What's up? Because last night we were having to follow.
Hello? Alan, I suddenly can't hear you.